Thank you for joining us on the Accomplish Radio Show. We're celebrating over 100 shows and over 18,000 listeners that have been searching for answers on how to accomplish more in their personal and professional life. Today's broadcast will replay all day at AccomplishMagazine.com, and it's also available in the iTunes community. When you visit our website, sign up for your free subscription of Accomplish Magazine and make sure to join our fan page on Facebook. I'm your host, Darlene Willman, the publisher of Accomplish Magazine, interviewing another phenomenal guest today. Our special guest is Marcia Weider. She's the CEO and founder of Dream University from San Francisco, California. Marcia is leading a dream movement. With over 20 years coaching, training, and speaking experience, her inspiring message, style, and wit has touched audiences from 50 to 5,000 at companies such as AT&T, American Express, and most of the largest network marketing companies in the world. Whether teaching at the Stanford Business School, speaking to executives in China, or addressing young women at Girl Scout camp, her riveting style impacts audiences worldwide. She is the personal dream coach to Jack Canfield, stars in Beyond the Secret with Bob Proctor, and is a member of the prestigious Transformational Leadership Council, along with John Gray and Marianne Williamson. As past president of the National Association of Women Business Owners, she was often in the White House, where she met former U.S. presidents Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Carter, and George Bush Sr., and as a columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle, she urged readers to take the Great Dream Challenge. Marcia has appeared several times on Oprah, The Today Show, in her own PBS TV special, and has written four books that have been translated into numerous languages. Her newest is called Dreams Are Whispers from the Soul. Her Dream University events include the Dream Coach Certification Program, where she has certified over 1,000 dream coaches, and the Inspiring Speaker Workshop, where she teaches people to speak powerfully about their dreams. I would like to go ahead and give a warm welcome for the woman who is changing the way we think and speak about our dreams. Welcome to the show today, Marcia Weider.
Well, thank you so much. I'm honored to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, let me say, wow. Like, oh my gosh, wow. And congratulations on all your incredible accomplishments. I mean, you're just a woman out there making things happen.
Oh, thank you. I feel incredibly blessed. I know my purpose and my mission, and I'm just out there trying to change the way that we think about and speak about our dreams. So instead of it being maybe someday or a fantasy that we might get to, I really am committed to helping people get clear about what it is that you want, believe in yourself, and, of course, take action on those dreams. So, yay!
Yeah, that's
thanks
fantastic.
Thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely. It's an honor to have you here with us. And, you know, before we get started, I'm just curious, you know, what specific incident really inspired you to start Dream University in the first place?
I was living in Washington, D.C. I guess by many people's standards, was living a pretty successful life. I was certainly busy. I was living in what I call 15-minute increments, breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings. And one day I asked myself a really confronting question, which was, how do I want my life to be? And it's confronting because if you're someone who practices living with integrity, which is really core to manifestation, the next question sort of has to be, and what am I willing to do about it? So I took this little inventory of my life, and I created what I call my B list. I was dissatisfied and complaining about my bank account, my boyfriend, my body, my business, and the building I was living in. It was like my B list added up to a big F. And you know, so I set out to go on a passion quest to discover, who am I now? What is it that matters to me? What is it that I love? What is it that makes me happy? Questions that a lot of us never even take the time to ask, much less answer. And it led me to do some volunteer work for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And that was really the beginning of the transformation for me, because I was so inspired and touched and moved by who these people were that I think at some level I knew I was being shown something about my own path. And I would have never known back then that the next 30 years of my life were going to be dedicated to helping people achieve their dreams, but as I like to say, there's the dream that you have for your life, and then sometimes there's the dream that life has for you. And when
wow.
they meet, it's when they meet, it's a miracle or a magical moment, a moment to say, like, oh, this is who I am and why I'm here and what my life is about. So in my 20s and 30s, I would have never imagined that the rest of my professional life was going to be dedicated to this, but here you go.
Wow. So who is this really created for, in your opinion?
Well, Dream University is for anybody that has a dream or is in need of a dream. And I define a dream as something that you want. So not all dreams need to be Mother Teresa dreams. We're very blessed that so many people do have the change the world dreams. Mm-hmm. But your dream of spending more quality time with your family or being paid well for doing what you love or coaching or mentoring other people or being healthy and physically fit, these are all really important dreams as well. So between our online campus and courses and our live events and our free community and all the tools that we provide, I mean, we are helping people from every imaginable walk of life and from every continent around the world. Mm-hmm. Our mission is to help millions of people achieve dreams. And we've kind of turned into a workshop company over the last couple of years. And as of right now, 2011 is the last year that we're actually scheduling any live events, because it feels like in order to really, really reach the masses, we need to provide a lot more tools, a lot more access, and a lot greater reach. So it's an exciting time, and, you know, we try to practice what we preach, and that is, you know, kind of remembering that we were created to create, and part of that creation process means that we don't have to stay stuck in the status quo. So I would say anyone who's listening to this who feels mired in reality, who has lost their passion, who doesn't even necessarily know what their dream is or knows what their dream is but is stuck for whatever reason, financially, emotionally, spiritually, they probably will find a resource at Dream University that can help them.
Wow, that's fabulous. You know, let's talk about this for a minute, because, you know, what is the difference between a dream, a goal, and fantasy?
Yeah, I love that question. The difference, a goal, we could say, is a dream with a due date. Somebody wiser than I long, long ago made that statement, and I really like it. But the difference between a dream and a fantasy, like winning the lottery, is that in a dream you can actually design a strategy and take action on it, as opposed to buying a lot of tickets and doing a lot of hoping and praying.
Mm.
So, kind of the fantasy, the lottery, is really, really very much a long shot, and not too much that you can do to make that happen. So it tends to leave us feeling disempowered, sometimes hopeful, but more often hopeless. And there's an interesting paradox with dreaming, because if you never go to strategy, your dream remains a fantasy or a nice idea. But if you go to strategy too soon, the planning and figuring out how you're going to make it happen, often you'll compromise your dream down to what you realistically believe is possible. You know, one of the times when I was on the Oprah Winfrey Show, Oprah came over to me and she said, "Marcia, you know something that I know. It's all about believing in your dreams." Oprah said that if she had to attribute her success in life to any one thing, it was that she believed in her dreams, even when no one else did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I add to Oprah's wisdom is that sometimes there's no evidence or guarantees that your dream is a good idea or that this is the right time to pursue it. But the question is, where are you looking for evidence? Don't look in your checkbook to decide whether or not your dream is a good idea, or at the stock market or at the news. The only place to look to decide whether or not you believe in your dream, and this is the tenet that Dream University is founded on, is in your own heart. And can you believe in your dream or dreams, not because there are promises, guarantees, or assurances, but simply because they matter to you? And then put a stake in the ground to prove that you're really serious about this dream, and take action to demonstrate you're more committed to your dream than to any doubt, fear, or reality. So it's a big answer, but I mean, the bottom line is, you know, a dream is something that you want, that you can and are willing to do something about. And by the way, I want to just let people know I'm going to be in St. Louis May 6th leading a one-day workshop called Create Your Future Now. You can get more information on it at the dreamuniversity.com website, and we'll talk more about it at the end of the program. But just in case you're not able to stay tuned, come spend a day with me in St. Louis for just $99.
Yeah, that's a fantastic program, and I'm looking forward to to seeing you. You're here in my own city. So
I know. I'm so excited that you're going to be there, and I hope some of your listeners will come and meet me and meet you as well.
Oh, you know, I love being around people that want to reach for more. Obviously, creating Accomplish Magazine and radio show, you know, that's so important for people to let loose and to start thinking that they can, you know, achieve more. And, you know, I when I created the U.S. Small Business Conference, you know, several years ago, you know, I mean, I was thinking so big. I was like, I'm on a national level. I'm like, how can I help support small business owners? And at the same token, it was one of those things that, you know, I had that little voice that kept on going, who are you to do a national conference, you know?
Right,
and it's
right.
like, so I had
and
to constantly so, battle that. So,
but it, you know what? You did it. You were more committed to your dream than to any doubt, fear, or reality that might have gotten in your way. And the other thing that I really love about what you're talking about, Darlene, is that it's I'll say it this way. If you have not dealt with your own doubt and you meet another doubter on the road, their doubt can magnify yours.
Ooh,
but if you've dealt with your own doubt and you meet another doubter on the road, by contrast, it's actually the opportunity to deepen your commitment and your conviction to your dream.
Mm.
So I've spent 30 years developing a doubt removal system, and my promise is at the one-day workshop when I'm there right in your backyard in St. Louis on May 6th, I will teach you how to never be stopped by doubt or fear again. It's extraordinary. It's a simple process. It's tried and true. I've used it for over 30 years with people all over the world. And, I mean, just imagine how your life can change when you're no longer stopped by your doubt or fear.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And, you know, and one of the things that I was just going to share with you, Marcia, is that nobody told me I couldn't do it. So I'm like, okay, well, then I'm just going to do it. And
I love it.
You know, it was the same thing with, you know, creating the magazine. Now, I don't have, you know, a publishing background. And it was just out of the blue that I went, you know what? I think I really want to have this magazine. It's been on my, because I had a B-list thing too, but it was my bucket list.
Right. That's usually that's your good list.
Yeah. And, you know, I thought, well, you know, if I can, you know, whip this together and make this work, this could be a great tool and resource for so many people. And, you know, it's been going very well. But I wanted to talk to you about, you know, why do you think it's so important for people to have dreams for both their personal life and their professional life?
Yeah, well, in business, dreaming is the driving force for transformation. And whether you're a solopreneur or you work for a big company or you're dreaming of owning your own business, without our vision, companies fail. It's a fact. And without our personal dreams, aspirations, life can become routine, mundane, and stagnant. As a matter of fact, it's been medically proven that people with passion and dreams live 7 to 10 years longer and, of course, have a better quality of life than people who are just going through the motions.
Mm.
So, you know, connected to your dreams, you're going to feel more empowered, like you're directing and having some say in how your life goes and unfolds. You're going to be more effective, happier, healthier, definitely more successful in your business and in your life. And especially the women who are listening, women often say to me, isn't it selfish to focus on my dreams? Well, Dr. Mehmet Oz told me about a term called apoptosis. Apoptosis is when your brain believes you've outgrown your usefulness, which can happen at any age. We see it most often when laid off or retire, experience an empty nest, or when you stop dreaming, the brain sends a message to the body that it's no longer needed, and people start to mentally or physically self-destruct. So not only is it not selfish to have dreams for yourself and your loved ones, but I would go as far as to say it's an act of generosity because you're going to live a longer, healthier, happier life and have more of yourself available to share with the people that you love and you care the most about.
Wow, I like that. That's amazing. Now, I want to talk more specifically about Dream University because, you know, I've not had a chance to really dig deep into that. Can you tell me more, like, what it's about?
Yeah, we're the only university that I know of that is solely dedicated to helping people achieve their dreams. And we do it with this inner and outer components. Both are critical. The inner is, who are you? What is your purpose, your mission, your calling? At a heart and soul level, who are you? And then the outer is, how do you bring your gifts out into the world in a way where you can be paid for them, have impact, or touch other people's lives? And we, I guess you could say we do a whole-brained approach. It's, we teach you to be more visionary and creative, but also practical and strategic. So we put on 5 live workshops a year, all mostly in the California area. Those are our big workshops. Every once in a while, I'll tour around to do a one-day workshop. This is the first time I'm offering it in St. Louis, and a lot of people are excited about finally having me come to the middle of the country. So if you can get there in any way, shape, or form, please do. But the people who can't get on a plane, they can take our online courses. We have courses like how to transform your life in 90 days or how to take your next step, audio and video courses. And we have a free community that has thousands of people in it that post a profile and their dream and are looking for help and support or have a resource to offer. So we're just all about helping people achieve their dreams. That's my life's work, and that's really what the mission of Dream University as well.
Gosh, we are so in alignment together. You know, the more I listen to you, the more I'm like going, you know, Accomplish Magazine is, I see accomplishments all around us. You know, I see
exactly.
It in every form, every fashion. Because some people even ask, you know, is this a business book? Is this, you know, a magazine dedicated to personal stuff? And I'm like, you know what? You can accomplish, you know, so much. And if you just believe in it, you know?
Well, there's also, what I love about your magazine is that you're touching on all areas. So the Dream You content is available to help, you know, with whether your dream is personal, professional, relationship, health, financial, spiritual, community, fun, it doesn't matter. And the other thing I love about Accomplish Magazine and everything that you're doing is so many of us, we just don't acknowledge when we've taken a step. You know, this dream movement that I'm involved with basically says with one step, you're no longer just talking about your dream or thinking about it, you're taking action on it. Mm. With one step, new resources show up, you know, because the world sees you differently because you see you differently. And what I know is that a lot of us don't celebrate our accomplishments. So I love that the magazine is all about, hey, if you've taken a step, if you're demonstrating that you're serious about your dream and doing something about it, let's celebrate you and celebrate that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, the purpose and having a mission. You know, I know how that's so critical and so important. Can you tell us, in your opinion, why that is?
Yes, and I will teach people how to find and live more on purpose at the one-day workshop. So it's a big concept. People are like, you can't cover that in one day. You can, because it's actually a simple concept. First, we often climb to the top of the mountain only to realize it's the wrong mountain. And the way that we can avoid that is by really knowing at a foundation who we are. What is our purpose? And your purpose is your essence. You were born with it. I teach you have one purpose, many dreams, many ways to bring your purpose and your gifts to the world. And I would say that to live on purpose requires 3 things. First, a spiritual practice so you can get quiet, still, and hear that deeper voice of wisdom beneath the ego. 2, to know what's unique and special about you. Everything in your life has formed you to be uniquely you. Your greatest successes and even some of the failures or the losses that you would grieve have made you uniquely you. And 3, to live on purpose requires that you take that special gift and you be of service with it, that you bring it out in the world at a time when the world really needs it. So I think it's, you know, for a lot of people, their dream is to be paid well for doing what they love, and I support that dream. And when it's the expression of your purpose, boy, I don't know that it gets much better than that, Darlene.
Wow. You know, that's definitely, you know, right on target, and it meets the needs of a lot of people to really, you know, it's taking that time to get quiet and still. I think that's really an important piece of what you just talked about. That, you know, a lot of times if we don't hear our own inner guidance, that we might miss it, right?
That's right. I mean, I put on once a year, I put on something called Masters of Manifestation, and it's a spa retreat, but it's a form of a passion quest. And you don't have to join me at a spa in California to do this. You can take a period of time. It can be a day, a week, a month, a year. You don't have to put the rest of your life on hold, but you basically put your antenna up and move toward what you love, what matters to you, what moves you, what touches you. And for many of us to really have this kind of retreat time where we unplug from life, where we can get quiet, still, relax, and get receptive, this is where we can really receive our deepest wisdom and guidance. So if you're interested in coming on a spa retreat, when you go to the website, dreamuniversity.com, just click on programs and then live programs, and you'll see all the programs we have coming up, our How to Be an Inspiring Speaker workshop, our Masters Manifestation, and, of course, the special one-day workshop coming up in St. Louis, and that's right on our homepage.
That's fantastic.
You know, I also want to give your people a gift. Mm-hmm. Even if you never get to attend a program with me, or if you'd like access right on our homepage, dreamuniversity.com, you'll see free gift for you. And there's three beautiful ebooks that are designed to take you through what I call the CBAs. Since we're a university, instead of the mm-hmm. ABCs, we offer the CBAs, where we'll help you get clear about what you do and you don't want. For many people, that's the hardest step. I'll teach you how to believe in yourself, to demonstrate that you're more committed to your dreams and to your doubts, life-changing practices. And then A, prove that you believe in your dreams by taking action. So right on the homepage, or go to dreamuniversity.com/gift, and you'll see three beautiful ebooks. We'll send those to you free of charge to help you really get started today. I just really believe that everybody should have access to this information. These are universal principles. They're tried and true. And the feedback that I get is people love that I put this content together in a way that makes it really easy, really accessible. And you can take your first step today, you know, by signing up for the ebooks, but then you could take your first step on your dream. And that really sets the whole conversation in motion. That shows to the world, and as I said earlier, to yourself, that you're not just talking about it, you're serious about it. I was working with a 70-year-old woman who said her dream was to become a world-famous professional photographer, and everyone was telling her that she was too old. They were telling her to be realistic. Now, mind you, I think reality is an important part of the mix. You have to know where you are in order to design the strategy for where you want to go. But the question is, what has being realistic cost you? If you're overly realistic, it can cost you your life. It can cost you years off your life and your joy and your passion and your juice. So I said to her, Bessie, what's really stopping you? And she said, I'm believing everybody besides, you know, more than I'm believing myself. And I said, well, what's a step that you could take to demonstrate that you're more committed to your dream than to their doubt? And her eyes lit up. She said, I'm going to enter this contest. I've had an application sitting in my inbox for a long time for this Kodak competition. Well, she took this beautiful photograph of a man playing the sousaphone. She enters it into this contest with 500,000 other people. She won first prize.
Wow.
She won $10,000. Her photograph toured around the world with the Journey into Imagination exhibit. I asked her, I said, what lesson, what wisdom would you share with us around this? And she simply said, it's never too late to make a dream come true.
Wow.
And what I add to Bessie's wisdom is that until you get to the end of your life and you actually can look back on what you did or didn't accomplish, you don't know what's realistic. What most of us do is we compromise our dreams down. We give up. We don't explore possibilities. So these three ebooks are designed to help you get clear about what you do want, support you in saying no more or no thank you to the energy suckers out of your life, the things that you're doing that are no longer the expression of your heart and soul, or things that you're doing because you said yes when you wanted to say no. Say no more. Say no thank you. Get in touch with what really matters to you. Start to really create dreams that you're passionate about, and then you'll believe that you can, and you'll do it again and again.
What a fabulous story. Thank you for sharing that, because, you know, some people do let go of it because they're like, they come up with all these, but I'm too old, or but I'm out of shape, or but I'll wait till the kids are out of the house, and, you know, they'll come up with every excuse. And, you know, what do you think some of the biggest obstacles are that really stop us?
I know what they are. People think they're time and money, but when somebody says to me, I can't afford my dream, and I ask them, and I've done this thousands of times, how much do you need? The most common answer is, I don't really know, but I know I don't have enough. The biggest obstacles to stop us from going for our dreams are our doubt and fear. That's what will keep us from ever putting a pencil to paper. And then, like, how much do I really need? How else could I do this? Where could I barter? What else could I do to make this happen? You know, and I have seen people do extraordinary things in life with little or no resources. So money is usually not the thing that stops us from going for our dreams. It really is this doubt and fear. And the number one way that we sabotage our dreams is by projecting our doubts and fears into the dream. We do it with three little words, but what if? But what if this is a bad idea? But what if I publish the magazine and nobody buys it? But what if? But what if? So the big dreamers have learned to separate out. You have your dream, you have your doubt. Well, your doubts, you know, if you interviewed the doubter part of you, it would give you your list of obstacles, and all obstacles are simply limiting beliefs or something that requires a strategy or plan. And when you see this mapped out, I'm really hoping most of you can make it to St. Louis. For $99, you're going to get clarity. I know you're going to ask me about it, but I'm already talking about it. So
that's okay.
If it continue down the road. So May 6th, I'm going to be there in St. Louis. Just go to dreamuniversity.com. Right on the homepage, you'll see it says DreamU Events. Click here for Create Your Future Now, and it'll take you to a landing page where you can sign up for a $99 full day with me in St. Louis. And the purpose of this and the promise of it is the money-back guarantee promises you will leave in action on a dream that you're passionate about, even if you don't know what that is. So I will teach you my proven method for accomplishing any dreams, teach you how to trust at a deeper level, take you through some exercises to really know or deepen what your life's purpose is. But mostly, I think the thing that's the most valuable is I will show you how to overcome any limitations such as doubt and fear that can get in the way. We're going to be at the Westport Plaza Friday, May 6th. Usually we do these events on Saturdays, but my friends from eWomen Network convinced me to do it on a Friday. It's 9 to 7. It's a full, rich, powerful, impactful day. It's the only time that I'll be in St. Louis, and these workshops are usually $395. We've brought it down to $99. It will sell out. The room can only hold, I think, about 120 people, and we're over 100 people. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I want to be there, May 6th, registration starts from 8 to 8:30 a.m. We'll be at the Westport Plaza, but grab your ticket. Go to dreamuniversity.com. Right on the homepage, you'll see kind of in the lower right-hand side, it says, Marcia's coming to St. Louis, create your future now. And you can buy tickets there for $99 online. So, and if you come and you heard me on Darlene's show, let me know, and I promise you a VIP hug.
I love it. You know, Marcia, I'm dying to find out just who are some of the biggest dreamers that you've met?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we've already name-dropped Oprah. That's one of the biggest ones. But to tell you the truth, the biggest dreamers are the everyday people like us. There was a fellow from Kenya, Africa, that I met in Portland, and his dream was to become a doctor. And his family just said, you know, we don't have the resources. You can't come. And divine providence, he was interviewed by a writer in the Washington Post who wrote his story. And weeks later, he was invited and accepted to attend at the University of Portland, but his family didn't have the money or the resources. And what happened was he mastered enrollment, the ability to share his dream and inspire other people to join him and help him, and four families got behind him. He said he prayed a lot, too. Mm-hmm. Four families got behind him and supplied him with his books and his food and a place to live and basically adopted him for 4 years so he could go to college. And what he said to me was, he goes, now I get it. He said, my real dream is, now that I've been afforded this privilege, is I need to go back to my people and be an example that no dream is impossible and the extraordinary things that can happen when we gather together as a dream team or as a tribe. And it just blew me away. He's like, well, of course I'm going to become a doctor. That's my dream. But then I'm going to take it home and inspire other people to go for their dreams. So I would definitely put him at the top of my list of dreamers that have inspired me. I mean, I've met United States presidents. I've met celebrities. I've worked with extraordinary people. But it's the everyday people, people like us, that have the courage to say, this is my dream, put a stake in the ground, and then take action on that dream to make it happen without any guarantees, promises, or assurances. Mm. That's what inspires me.
That's perfect. You know, I wonder if you could offer just a few short, secrets to success, some shortcuts that, you know, everybody's always looking at the fastest, easiest way, most harmonious way to get there.
You know what, and I want to also acknowledge one more big dreamer, and the woman who's responsible for bringing me to St. Louis pretty much almost single-handedly, and that's Karen Hoffman, and she's been working with another fabulous woman, Mary Kay Sheets and Donna Gamash, the eWomen Network women, but especially Karen Hoffman, who's just, in a volunteer capacity has said, we want you here, we're bringing you here. So just a shout-out and sending love and appreciation to my colleague, my fellow dream champion, my sister in dreams, and that's Karen Hoffman, who really has been quite extraordinary. And the shortcut step ties in with my acknowledgement of Karen. The number one way to experience shortcuts and greater ease on any dream, now most people won't want to do it, but I'll say it anyway, is to share your dream with other people. But it's how you share it that makes a difference. If you can share your dream like a visionary would, a visionary has a big dream, articulates it with clarity so people get it, expresses it with passion so people are excited about it, and most importantly, big dreamers inspire, invite, and what I call enroll other people in joining them. Enrolling, different than selling, and I will teach this at the workshop, is when you share your vision in a way that inspires other people to join you or hire you or invest in you. But in order to master manifestation, we really must master the skill of enrollment. And most of us are like, oh, I don't want to share my dream with you. You might laugh at me. You might steal my idea. Or the really big reason, I don't want to tell you my dream because you might expect me to do something about it. I have personally trained and certified over 1,000, we call them dream coaches, like life coaches. And people can find out more about that on our website. Just click on faculty and you can find out about working with a dream coach. But a coach supportively holds you accountable for taking action on your dreams. And I think that that's the most critical shortcut step, is to get your dream out of your head, share it with people who love you, trust who you trust, who believe in you, and who will really encourage you to take your next step. Because with one step, you're no longer just talking about it. You really are in action, and life changes.
That's a great, I mean, that just simplifies it right there, is to bring other people into it with you. And, you know, the first year when I did the conference, I had my success team. And, you know, even though there were, you know, there was people that, would doubt or kind of say, I can't believe she's doing that. You know, it's like those people that were part of my, you know, creating that whole process. It was like, you know, they had so much belief in everything, and they helped me stay the course, you know, and
exactly,
to stay focused and to make this come to reality. And you're right. I think that's a fabulous way. And Karen and I have been friends for many years, and I know that she's supported and helped many, many people here in the St. Louis area.
Yeah, she's just really, she really is a dream ally, and it really is because of her tenacity and commitment and hard work. So if you're friends of Karen, support her, support me, support yourself. Sign up for the May 6th event. We're hoping to get as many people signed up today in listening to this interview. It could sell out, so please jump on it as soon as you can. Go to dreamuniversity.com, sign up, and join an extraordinary group of people. It's not just women. It's not just business women. We have a lot of couples that attend. Kids over 18 really do value from this conversation. So I'm excited about being right there in your backyard, and it's coming up really, really quickly. So I'm looking forward to it.
That's wonderful. You know, Marcia, we're actually at the end of our broadcast today. And, you know, obviously we want to make sure that everyone, you know, visits your website. That would be the best place to connect with you, correct? Going to dreamuniversity.com.
Exactly.
Is there by chance anything else that you might want to share with our audience before we wrap up today?
Make sure you take advantage of the 3 free ebooks. That's really a gift. You'll find them easy to read. They're beautiful and chock full of information. And I would just say, number one, it's never been a better or more empowering time to go for your dream. Don't believe the naysayers. Don't the economy is going to do what it does. It always will. Don't you be stopped. And I want to just remind you, no dream is too big and no dream is too small. The question is what's important to you. If you don't have a dream, come on out to the workshop or get the e-books, because we want you to live the life that you're here to live, a long, healthy, joyful, creative life. And I really do believe it's our birthright to live a life of joy, love, and abundance. And if I can help and support you in any way, shape, or form, I would be honored and privileged to do that. So take some step today to demonstrate that you're serious about your dreams and that you know, as we know, your dreams really do matter.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Marcia, for being our special guest today on the Accomplish Radio Show and for everything that you've shared, your words of wisdom, your inspiration. You know, you've really created something special with your dream movement and, you know, really making an impact to just hundreds of thousands of people all over the world. And, again, it's been just an absolute honor and privilege to have you here as our guest today.
Thank you so much.
I look forward to seeing you when you come into town. So for our audience, you've been listening to Marcia Weider, and she is coming from the San Francisco area to St. Louis. And we want to make sure that you do visit her website at dreamuniversity.com. And we will look forward to seeing you all in May. So thanks again, Marcia.
Thank you.
If you would like to be a guest on the Accomplish Radio Show, please visit our website at accomplishmagazine.com and submit a radio show request, and we'd be happy to review it and get back to you. Today's Accomplish Radio Show is brought to you by the Winning Matrix Group, a company dedicated to finding solutions to the unique performance challenges of companies and organizations. They'll partner with you to assess your employees' needs and provide solutions to increase your productivity and generate more revenue. Visit twmatrixgroup.com and download your free gift, the Success Book. If your business relies on referrals, consider attending the St. Louis Networking Club. When traditional marketing isn't enough, join the club. To learn more about upcoming events, visit stlouisnetworking.com. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, please mark our show as one of your favorites. Simply visit accomplishradio.com and click on the follow button. You'll receive reminders of all of our upcoming shows. We want to thank you, our audience, and our special guest for spending time with us today and for sharing Accomplish Magazine and Radio Show with your friends. Again, please visit our website at accomplishmagazine.com and share your success stories with us. I'm your host, Darlene Willman, publisher of Accomplish Magazine, wishing you a lifetime of accomplishments.